Tonight we're having shiur on halachas of going to the kaisel on Shabbos. Now, if you never are planning on going there on Shabbos, don't tune out, because these halachas are going to be a lot of different situations. We're just picking the kaisel, but I really could name this shiur a lot of different ways. So first halacha is when you're going to the kaisel, is before you go, obviously you have to do halachas neiros. In Yedira, when you're married, you have to do halachas neiros. Now the shiur is, when's the first time you're allowed to do halachas neiros? Shabbos. So Mechavis says in Rishon Gimel that the first time I did Halakas Neir Shabbos, I got many shayas like this. You're not allowed Halakas Neir Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. If you're allowed before Plaga Mincha, you're not Yotza. A lot of times people make early Shabbos, you can start making from Plag. I've gotten many phone calls of people saying that they lit before Plag, they're Yotza, they're not Yotza. So you have to remember that you're not allowed to light Halakas Neiros before Plag. Now, somebody who's lighting early before the Zman of Shabbos, there's a very important halacha which many people are not familiar with. That if somebody's lighting early before the Zman, let's say 40 minutes before the Zman Shabbos, you're not lighting, you're lighting early. The halacha is, if you're lighting, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos. If you're not Mekabel Shabbos, you're lighting an hour and a half before Shkia. If you're just lighting and not being Mekabel Shabbos, Nachab and Rishon Magen with Siddal says that it's not nicker that you're lighting halacha snare to Shem Shabbos. It means it's not Mesiachis to Shabbos. And if it's not going to be a Kabbalah Shabbos with your halacha, you're not Yoitza Melechachila. It's not Lechachila to light halacha snare Shabbos if you're not going to Kabbalah Shabbos. Different again, a lot of different situations. Somebody who. Even make it tonight. Yeah, that's the thing no one knows. That's the Kanak. Even if you're making it tonight only works lechachila. If you're lighting at 40, you want to go to your wherever, you want to hop in a taxi to go to somebody's house, then you can make it tonight. But if you're lighting before 40, you're lighting way before over there, tonight is not lechachila, because when you do halachas neir Shabbos, you have to mekabel Shabbos. And zevayit nami sakas to Shabbos. Either you have to mekabel Shabbos, or as is man, which most people light. If it's not either of those two things, then it's going to be a problem. So how much before? How long before can you light? You want to go to Kaisa, right? You want to hop into a taxi. How long before can you light in order to, and if you want to make it tonight, you want to make out Shabbos. How long before can you light and then hop into a taxi? So the place can say that if you're within about 10 minutes of the Zman of which most people light, which in Yerushalayim, if you light at 40, if it's around 50, you could light, hop into a taxi, make it tonight, and hop into a taxi. But if you're going earlier, it's a very big problem. You have to remember this. It's very, very negative. You know, if you're lighting earlier, and you're not being Kabbalah Shabbos, that's a problem. Okay. Following. If you want to go to your kaisa, when do you have to leave? When you light it, when do you have to leave? You want to go look at snares? When do you have to leave? around 40 minutes, 50 minutes. About, you can do up to 50 minutes, up to 10 minutes before look at snares. If you light, make it tonight, and hop into a taxi. If you're going earlier, then it's going to be a problem. Just one thing mitigated tonight. In terms of making it tonight, halakas neir Shabbos, so there's machlokes rishayim where you're allowed to bechal make it tonight, halakas neir Shabbos. Shitas habahag is that automatically, if you light halakas neir Shabbos, you make a bracha automatically in mekabel Shabbos, and you're not going to make it tonight. Shitas habahag. Roi rishayim machlok. We paskin that you only let, it depends, it's the difference between men and ladies. Men, we hold you're allowed to make it tonight. So for bracha mislachan, you're allowed to make it tonight, lechachila. As long as you're weiter, close to the Zman of Shabbos. But by ladies, when you get married, we pass, can you only allowed to make a tanai with tzayrach. Only if there's a tzayrach, you can make a tanai, because the Levi said there is a shikas bahag, which holds that it is a Kabbalah Shabbos. So the only time you're allowed to make a tanai is if it's a tzayrach. The Shabbos is what's called a tzayrach. Can you make a tanai in order to go to the kaisel? Is that called a tzayrach or not? So Shlomo Zalman held that making a tanai in order to go to the kaisel, that's not considered a tzayrach. That's not good enough for the tzayrach. Make a taste to go to the kaisel. But make a taste to make it tonight in order to make the kaisel. And listen, said that every week, about like an hour before Shkia, he gets a phone call, the guy goes, can I? And he always says no, and he hangs up. Why? Because guy's asking, can I make it tonight in order to go to the kaisel? Rosh Hashanah held that you can't. It's not considered a tzayrach, and one should not do it. There are other places which are chalik. the Chaim Kanievsky held it's Beseder, and also the Shulman Sisol Yezid, they held that it is Beseder, and you could make a Tanai in order to go to the Kaisel. So, Kapanam, the Gaya Brach is not so Negaya, for men, it's like you make a Tanai, but when you get married, you have to remember it's Machlekes and it's Nishkan Plush Bazar. Now, since we're going to be leaving pretty late, close to Shabbos, to go to Kaisel, so if you're happening to a taxi, there's a need about which taxi to take. Normally, halacha is chisimka merka mi'al misecha. So he says they're supposed to do Jews before goyim, from Jews before non from Jews, talmud chacham before a regular person. There's a seder kedima what you're supposed to be doing when you're buying from people, taking taxis and things like v'chul v'chul. If somebody's taking a taxi close to Shabbos, you have to be careful that here is the only time you daf kishanat to kishu. Why not? Because if you're taking a Friday Yid, and he's driving to the Kaisa, you get the Kaisa 10 minutes before Shkia, and now he has to go drive home, so come out, you can be the cause of him doing Chol Shabbos. He's going to be driving home on Shabbos, or driving wherever he's going, because of you. So therefore, if you're leaving, what? What do you say? Okay, all right. Therefore, if you're going close to Shabbos, the place can say, being that you're going to be the cause, you shouldn't go. You shouldn't take a Jew. It's better to take an Arab. What's the gather? How close to Shabbos is called close to Shabbos? So they're different discussions. Some people say nusach is you have to have the taxi driver has to have enough time after he drops you off to get home, depending where he lives. If it's close by, it's a little bit shorter. If it's further, it's going to be a little further. Some say nusach is that he has to have enough time to get back where you took him from. Let's say you took him from the mirror. Mirror to the Kaisel takes how long? 10 minutes. Let's say 10 minutes. So some say, if he has enough time to get back to the mirror, and as it's before 10 minutes before Shabbos, he has enough time to get back to the mirror, so it's not cool you put him there. He was there 10 minutes before Shkia. It's not cool you put him in a situation that it's not cool you took him there. It's a different story. Some say you have to have enough time to get home, and some say he has to have enough time to get back wherever you took him. This is it in a game. What? Back in Shabbos, and you can be the cause for him to do Chol Shabbos.
You don't even know where he lives.
Okay, so then you should go with the other. Either you could ask him. Now, a lot of times it's not so easy to tell whether he's a Jew or an Arab. But I'll tell you what you say. If he knows Yiddish, he's for sure Arab. He knows Yiddish, Yiddish. The Arab taxi drivers, they like to, like the Nova and little Yiddish, a little. I once went to Arab Shabbos into a taxi with my son. So I asked him, from a Shabbat. So he told me, Vaday lo. So why not? He told me, Goyish Shabbos Chayim Misa. Then he told me, because he wants to tell me a vart for the Shabbos table. He says, Ezu Asher Hasunech Lechalkai. So he told me, Asher is Rashi Tevis, Ayin is the Ayin, Shane, Yad Beregel. Sunday, what? What did
he
say? But, okay. So he wants to say that if you have somebody who has the senses and appreciates it, the fact that you have your eyes, your ears, and you appreciate the Matana Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to you, then you'll be considered an usher. If you appreciate the partial thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, then you'll be considered an usher. Because of this Arab, you knew Mamish knew everything. It's like, you know everything. He's talking about Shemitah, next year Shemitah, you know Joshua about Shemitah. It's like, well, just remember, if he knows Yiddish, his memory is probably going to be Arab.
If he's Jewish, he's an Arab.
What do you say?
If he's Jewish, he's an Arab.
Yeah, if he's really Jewish, then he's Arab. Another way, if you really want to know, I don't know if you guys know Israeli politics, but the way you really tell if he's Arab or Jew, he says something about the peace deal with the Arabs. So if he's Israeli, he's going to go on a tirade, saying all the Arab characters are very right wing. And the very end of the Arabs. You say something about it, you think that's a good idea that you should make peace with the Arabs. If he starts going crazy, then you know he's Israeli if he's quiet. What? They know, of course, they know that, they know why you're asking, right? They always say that they're not Jewish. Because they know why you're asking. They know you're a Shiva Bacha, they know you're a Shiva. So they always say they're not Jewish. You can never tell. That's why I had a whole conversation with him until he told me that Marty took a part, and we, fine. Now, Al-Kafanim. So when you get to the Kaisel, so you might have some extra chains. You know, a lot of times the Arab says, like, can I have the change? Because anyhow, what are you going to do with it anyhow? But Al-Kafanim, the nice Al-Sachanim, you should take the change and put it in stucco or something like that, then you shouldn't leave it by. What do you say? Oh, an exact change. So it's always the eighth of the... If you want to negotiate, right, so you always tell him you only have exactly 30 shekel, and he tells you he wants 40 shekel, then that's always another, never carry too much money. That's always a good negotiating tactic. Now, in terms of kriya, so the minhag is Erev Shabbos, we don't do kriya by the kosel. Why exactly? It's not understanding clear, no one knows why. The past shekhnar, because you should do kriya. Kapam, the minhag is from Chatzos onwards, it seems the minhag is so we don't do kriya. Rabbi Yashiv didn't hold this agav. Rabbi Yashiv held that shteinish, and the Maaseh holds you would have to do kriya. Therefore, Rabbi Yashiv was always machmer, he used to make sure he saw the kozel once every 30 days, because he held all these times which people say, Yipater, don't really patter you. So he used to walk up on top of a meisharim. He used to go on a roof that you could see the dome of the rack every 30 days in order to make sure he doesn't have to do kriya. But come on, the mice of the minigolim is that you do not have to do kriya if you go Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Now, what's the law if you go Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, and then a week later you go on a Wednesday? Do you have to do kriya or not? What's the shayla? We do kriya once every 30 days. The shayla is, over here, you didn't do kriya the first time, because you went on Shabbos. The Shabbos, do you now have to do kriya because you never didn't do kriya the first time? So the minhag is, what's mukubal is that you don't have to do kriya. If you were there within 30 days in the kaisel, even though you didn't do kriya, the maisa, you don't have to do kriya. As long as you're within 30 days, say to Gama, you don't have to do kriya. What?
The Shabbos.
In terms of what? Doing kriya?
Yeah.
Pashas, you have to do kriya, Majashab. So you do have to do kriya. Yeah. So, that's definitely passes. What? Who? In terms of, okay, we'll speak about kriya. In terms of selling your clothes, so it's not a pasha than they say. Passes the halacha l'maisa. It's not like it's in the Achrayim whether it works or not. It definitely is haram. There's a truth in our tzvi once say that in Hechos Avodos we find that if you borrow somebody's father's sick, chas v'shalom, and he borrows somebody's shirt, so halacha is you're allowed to do kriya. Because he lent it to you and he knows you're in a masa, and you have to do kriya. So he says that you'd have to do kriya. Like that's it. So if you borrow somebody's shirt to go to the kaisel, so it's like that's it. So you have to do kriya. It's zovadin like that. So the maisa, halacha maisa, the place to say that as if this guy doesn't lie, he doesn't want you to do it. Halacha maisa, you don't have to do it. It is shtuk l'harama, it's better not to get involved in it. It is kedai to either go on Friday or Shabbos, or you should have a kriya shirt. Maisa, it is a mitzvah to do kriya on the kaisel. There's a reason why we do kriya. So it is kedai to do kriya once, and you have a kriya shirt every time. You move up a little bit, you do another kriya. Every time you go to the kaisel, when you have a master of the kriya, you just use a shirt to do kriya. Yeah. It's kind of a cloistic thing, which a lot of bachim miss in terms of going to the kosel Friday night, is that the matzah that sneers is not always as good as it is during the week. It's a big tourist attraction. Then goes Friday night. It's a big tourist attraction, and sometimes the sneers is not always appropriate as it usually is. So Shabbat is, are you about to go on? The last one. So Baba Basra says, "Litzav in a meira." If somebody is in a matzah and he doesn't look. I really should have said this before the canon, but certain things, I guess, go a little bit better doing L. Oitzel in a barad, the Mara says, Amr Chirvava, Zesh in the sack of a nashim, they don't look at ladies, the shash and the kvisim. Hey, Kidam, Igidaka, Hina, Russian. If you have another way to go, and you go that way to the Russia, you like it, Daka, Hina, Anasu. You don't have another option, you said Anas. Like the Gemara, let him like a dakakrina. There's no dakakrina. If you're lucky, you buy the Lumina Nakshe. No dakakrina, but still you should force yourself not to leave. So the Mordek Rashbam over here. If you have a situation of Ike dakakrina, you have two choices. You can go two ways. Lamashal. You can walk down Machi Yisrael, or you can walk down the Kol Yafo. We go to Machi Yisrael or walk down the side street. Even Machi Yisrael is not always the best, most sneezing place. You can walk down the side street. Even if the person doesn't look, the Chal didn't look at all, Zakta Gemara, you're a Rasha. Why are you a Rasha? Because don't put yourself in the mass of Nisayim. So even if a person took off his bat to walk like this and bumped into people along the way, even though the didn't look, but if you had opportunity, if you go two ways, there's two ways to walk, therefore you consider the rasha because you don't put yourself in the natural sign. Therefore, it's very again. There's two ways to walk. You have to make a cheshbon. What's whether you should go to the place which is the most serious. If you put yourself in a matzah, then you're rushing. You're rushing. The question is, you're rushing. Put yourself in a matzah. When you sign, you're rushing. You don't do that. So when they have two ways to go, you should chesed. It's only you have two ways to go. If I have a choice between what going down machis or walking through a side street, if I walk through a side street, I'm saying the reason you walk down machis or you don't have to. You have to apply them. No. What? What's up there? Yeah. Okay. Now, so let's say you want to go to the kaisel. Now, if you like to go, if you don't care about going to kaisel, you think Tuesday and Friday night is the same thing, no difference to you. So why is you go on Tuesday? Because that's called ikedaka chmin. If you like going Friday night, why? Because you like that having a couple of shabbos at the kaisel, either whether kavan shomer share at the kaisel, or you like the soldiers dancing, whatever it is. But if you have a sibah why you like to go to the kaisel, dafke Friday night, or it's a good time for you, that's called lekedaka chrina, and it's going to be the seder. You're not considered rush. Now, there's a v'yasha. For example, do you have to wait for the mahajan bus when you have an eged bus? Are you mechuyev to wait for the mahajan bus? Is that called lekedaka chrina if it's a 10-minute wait? So v'yasha said, it's pashat, that's not called lekedaka chrina. Lekedaka chrina means when they're both the same distance, same amount of time, the same convenient, then we say, if you go that way and you don't go that way, you consider a rush. So he said, at that you do not wait 10 minutes to go on the Mahajan bus. That's called Leke Daka Achrina. Rav Yasha said, but it's Pasha to borrow that if you can be Nichshol, then it's Pasha to wait 10 minutes. It's Pasha. The whole shot, Leke Daka Achrina, Leke Daka Achrina means you can be Shemir 9, not going to be Nichshol. The Pasha, if you can be Nichshol, then it's Pasha that you can have to wait. So come on, when the gate going closer Friday night, the Adsem is called Leke Daka Achrina. If you have a Siva, why you want to go there? But each person has to know on himself. He knows that he's in Nichshol at looking at things that he shouldn't be looking at. So then, about this posture that one should not go. Shabbat Shashkam is a shayla of putting yourself in matzah sakana. Avada one is what? Shashkam is mitzvah. Depends what time. You should know. Depends what time of the day. The Arabs are very sneers during the day, and at night things change. But we won't go into that. In terms of putting yourself in a matzah of sakana, so going through shashkam during the week is possible. Hashem is good sarayim that it's also to do that. Putting yourself in a matzah of sakana. Just recently, there are two stabs in Shashkam within the last month. There are two people who were stabbed in Shashkam. But directly, you should know that usually you do not hear about when they're stabbed in Shashkam because they try to keep it very, very quiet. Israelis, because they want people to know about it because they want people to have to go walking through there. So, and it's partially going during the week when she's not been going there because of a matzah sakana. Leil Shabbos, being that if you're going at the time when there are hundreds of people going through, which the minute is everyone does go through Leil Shabbos, and the hundreds, but after Meir, the hundreds of people going through, there's tons of security. At that point, you go together with the group. That's not considered a sakana, just make sure, just, you know, don't start out with Arabs, you know. But be around there when Leil Shabbos is stated to go, as long as you're going with the group. It's Beseder. During the week, about the one should not be gone. Now, one issue about the Kaisel which comes up is the video cameras. I'm not sure if I should be telling you this, but okay. But shout out to video cameras. We'll shout out to video cameras. They have video cameras for security all over the area around the Kaisel. The shayla is, are you allowed to go to the Kaisel, being that when you're walking by, so takes a picture of you, is that considered Sivan Shabbos? Now, this shayla of video cameras is a shayla which is, as the 20th century has progressing, is becoming more and more negeya because the video cameras are all over the place. Wherever you go nowadays, the video cameras outside yeshivas, outside schools, outside on the street. Wherever you go, the video cameras are all over. So I guess in the shayla, is it a problem on Shabbos in terms of using what? Is it a problem on Shabbos? No. So Shabbos is a problem on Shabbos. When you get a hospital, you want to go into a hospital. Almost every hospital is going to have a video camera when you're walking in for security. I like going to ask, well, this is somebody. Is it a problem of ksiva or not? So it's mechalek sepleiskin. The machmir want to say it is ksiva. Nervas. It's not. It's definitely not a sederaisa. Why is it a sederaisa? One reason why it's not a sederaisa is because it's any miskaven. It's a little bit klachir yad. It's not the normal way one writes. It's not the showing your. It's not the normal way of writing. It's klachir yad. It's any miskaven. What? No, it's not the way a person writes normally. The tzuris of halacha writing is not like that. The second svar is that it's not ksiva miskayamis. Ksiva is only ksiva, something which stays around. If a ksiva, you just write it and it disappears 2 minutes later, that's not ksiva miskayamis. Therefore, it's darbon. So if you ask like a paskin, that in terms of going to the koisel, it's better not go to the koisel, it's listen to darbonon, and therefore one shouldn't go to the koisel. Now, if you have no idea that there's a video camera over there, then Rav Yashiv should help, that's misasik. Somebody doesn't malacha, he doesn't know the chalav is going on, that's because it's sas again, it's mutter.
If you don't know where it is.
So if you don't know that there exists, or you don't know where it is, also maybe possibly, that can be the sas thing is the same. Rav Yashiv said, once you mafarsin, once the people hung up signs about it, Rav Yashiv told them that you ruined it. Because till now it's misasik, and now you made it, that's their bottom. If Rav Yashiv, they don't go to Pesel, and they'll Shabbos because of the video camera.
So it's also dependent on what happens to the hard drive.
It might depend. Okay, now. The Mekilim say like this. Some Mekilim say, Isidar Banan. What's not the Makim Sayuch? Can you go to the hospital? The Ash is masking, you can go to the hospital on Shabbos. Why? Being that it's only Isidar Banan, as far as we make all, he says, the Makim Sayuch, you can make all. Therefore, he says that he has a tzad to say also that I'm a siachis to you, you don't mean to do it, the book could be Kenneth Kaddish Kamalacha. So, Yash of Hell is a shtaket Sayuch. He said, you can go to the hospital. If there's a Sayuch, Makim Sayuch, you can make all. So Victor Nevensal, the Rav of the Old City, sent a letter to Mankanievsky, right down there, Psycho, can he damn the singing at the Kursel because of video cameras? So Chaim wrote back that the Milo damn the singing is the Chashva Zach, and it's mutter to damn the singing at the Kursel. So Victor wrote back, and he told him that, you know, there are other minyanim in the Old City. He could daven in the Old City of a Sikkim. He doesn't have to go to the Kaisel. They told him, the miles of a Sikkim is enough of a mile. The miles of a Kaisel is enough of a milo to say that he could go to the video camera. It's enough of a milo, and he has the right to go. Shmuel Zalman went with the whole different gang. Shmuel Zalman went that digital imaging is not considered Ksiva B'chla. There's one allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. What do you mean? It takes a picture. Your picture shows up. How are you allowed to do that? Maybe I should see them. So Shlomo Zalman held, and I saw her Shem Shlomo Zalman actually, that digital imaging, they're just videoing like that, and it's not saving it, it's just constantly changing, that's like a mirror, and therefore using a video camera, the chlanish can isser, and it's the seder kamer. This is what a lot of the places are semichon, the places which use video cameras, yeshivas and things like that, but some of them on this Shlomo Zalman, that it's the chlan adek siva, and it's mitzvah seder kamer.
They get saved for a week.
What do you say?
They get saved for a week.
Now they do a week.
It's
saying, it's not on the screen. It's digital imaging. It's not a real. It's not a screen. Now, there's a metal detector by the Koisel. In terms of metal detector, so obviously metal detector, if it's not on the Shabbos mode, is going to be also right. It makes lights. It beeps. The Shabbos, the one on the Shabbos mode, it works with magnets. There's a hechsher from the Shabbos and the Shabbostam. You know, it is better not to carry too much metal in you if possible. If you just have a minimal amount of metal, so then it's not going to change anything. But I don't know what metal you're going to be carrying usually, but I'm saying, but with that cloud, what? I don't think a belt is enough to make it go off. That, I think it has to be heavy metal. But since it's usually not going to get it, but like upon them, I'm saying it is not such a person nicely, but the mice, there are those. One of the Tumaralach is mitigate dancing on Shabbos. So the Lach up, one is not supposed to dance on Shabbos. Shabbos, a lot of times you go to Shabbos Brachas and you see people dancing. Simchas Torah people dance. Shabbos, what the heck to dance? So the reason why not like dancing is exhaustion, which is not exactly some shir. So the Rosh Hashanah just says, if you're just doing like the little circle dancing, that's not considered real dancing. Dancing is, you know. What? Just go walk in a circle. That's not considered dancing. Means you're like jumping around, doing the whole round, you know, getting a little riled up. So by the Kaisel already, for those of you who have been there already, it's not such a question that they see. And by the Kaisel, if you ever watched, they have the soldiers coming. So over there, when they dance, they really like, the soldiers that come for chizik, and when they dance over there, they really, what's the word, break it down? They're really, you know, they're all jumping around, going all wild. There's always a couple of shiva joining them, right? Just, you know, for the fun. Agapanim, so out Shabbos, it's Chamishkan Pashit. It's not Pashit. Pashit, that would be considered dancing. Soga dance is okay, but we're getting all riled up, myself. That would be considered a problem. If Shul Leib, he never went to the Kaisel. went once in his lifetime. So they asked him, "My high, let me shine, you never go to Kaisel." He said that he went once, and he had so much sad from being at the Kaisel, the Korban Beis HaMikdash, he had such a bad feeling. He said, because of that, he couldn't bring himself to go. So that's when one goes to the Kaisel, he's supposed to have a hergish of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and that's when one should be doing Kriya, and not be looking for etzes, how to get out of it. And because that's you should be for the Chorim Beis HaMikdash, should be for the Chorim Beis HaMikdash. One of the head generals asked Yosef Haim Zonenfeld, "How come he has such like his house like all run down?" So he asked him, "Like, why don't you have a little bit of a nicer house? You're a chashur rabbi." So Yosef Haim Zonenfeld opened up the window and he pointed to Kaisel and he said, "Close down, Shbarfa's house not built. It's not proper for me to have my house built."